Next question is Andrea Downs. Downs is D-O-W-N-S, Downs, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Date of birth is 12-2-57. Date of visit, 7-21-23. Date of visit, 7-21-23. Please make copy for Andrea Downs. I'm sorry, please make a copy for Xavier Farage, F-A-R-A-C-H, Xavier, J-A-V-I-E-R, Xavier. Next paragraph, dear Xavier, thank you for summing Andrea Downs for primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who has had coughing spells since the past 6 weeks. Also has shortness of breath with activity, and she has been bringing up some whitish mucus period. The patient has a prior history of asthma as well as diabetes and a history for seizures. She has also history of nasal polyposis. And she denied any fevers, chills, hemoptysis, or weight loss, but has some wheezing. The most recent, she has had no recent chest x-ray or CT. The patient has been on an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Next, past history has included history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of fractured left and right ankles with ORIF of the left ankle with pins and screws. She also had a knee repair done on the right. Nasal polyps resected in the past. And she has had history of recurrent bronchitis. The history of seizure disorder due to possible head injury, and she has peripheral neuropathy of both lower extremities. Next paragraph. Habits of allergies to penicillin, salicylate, and Caflex. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of dementia and old age. Mother is in good health and has pulmonary fibrosis. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has arthritis and muscle aches. She has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, no hemoptysis. She also has some heartburn and gastroparesis with bloating. She denies chest pains, palpitations, or leg swelling. She has fatigue and weight gain. Denies glaucoma, cataracts. She has vertigo and no hoarseness. Denies urinary frequency dysuria. She has asthma and hay fever. And says seizures and dizziness, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching, no depression or anxiety. Next paragraph, med list. Metformin 500 milligrams, HS. Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily, Protonix 20 milligrams BID, Reglan 10 milligrams BID, Carafate 1 gram TID, Gabapentin 600 milligrams TID, Trilepta 600 milligrams BID, Clonazepam 2 milligrams TID. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese middle-aged female is alert, pale, no acute distress, blood pressure 150 by 70, pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 198, saturation 95. HENT norms, pharynx, pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, sonar S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urine, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, reflexes of 1 plus, and there's no calf tenderness. Neurologically, she moves all extremities with normal reflexes, and cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin prevail, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchial asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 3, chronic dyspnea. Number 4, history of seizures. Number 5, diabetes. Let's see. Number 5 is diabetes mellitus. And, next paragraph, plan. The patient will be, number 6 is rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient will be sent for a CT chest as well as a complete pulmonary function study. A CBC complete metabolic profile. So also advised to go on Ventil and 2 puffs QIDPRN. And go on fluticasone / salmeterol. 113 by 14 micrograms, 1 puff twice a day. The patient will be sent for a polysomnographic study. Advised weight loss and regular exercise. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Zabir Faraj, FARACH. Thank you.